With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Emergency crews have responded to California Christmas flooding. Record-breaking rain hit Southern California, leaving emergency crews to rush to respond to some flash flooding and mud flows across the region. In hard-hit Wrightwood, California, the manager of the Mountain Hardware, Eric Faulkner, says the town has seen its share of disaster.
We've survived the blizzard of 2023. We survived the fires of 2024, and now the flooding of 2025. So Wrightwood strong.
The Trump administration is deploying 350 National Guard troops to New Orleans ahead of the New Year's Eve celebrations.
It's the latest federal deployment in the city at the same time that an immigration crackdown led by Border Patrol is underway. A Pentagon spokesman said the Guard members will be tasked with supporting federal law enforcement partners, including the Departments of Justice and Homeland Security. Louisiana's Republican governor welcomed the deployment, but critics argued the move is unwarranted, and they point out that New Orleans has already seen a decrease in violent crime. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Health insurance premiums are expected to increase in the new year for Americans who are insured under the Affordable Care Act, otherwise known as Obamacare. That says COVID-19 subsidies are set to expire. Two Senate votes prior to the holiday break failed to pass a measure. According to The Hill, Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy believes an outline of a compromise may be shaping up. Economist Steve Moore is critical of Democrats for supporting Obamacare subsidies.
Just 2 weeks after the government's own auditors, not the Heritage Foundation, not American, the government's own auditors said almost $100 billion has been stolen from these programs through fraud, the Democrats, every single Democrat said, stay the course.
And this is SRN News. The number of abortion clinics in the U.S. continues to decline.
According to Operation Rescue, there are 657 clinics where women can terminate their pregnancies, down 10 from last year and down about 50 in the last 5 years. That's good news. The bad news is that most abortions in this country are now induced using pills, and those pills are everywhere. Under President Biden, a major push was made to make abortifacient drugs widely available, and for the most part, it succeeded. Michael Harrington reporting.
America's largest kosher certifying organizations are taking a closer look at beer, which has long been considered kosher by default. Due to the proliferation of flavorings brought on by craft brewing and other industry changes, the rabbis who declare food producers, products to be in line with Jewish dietary laws now say people need to check the labels before they partake. This is SRN News. The U.S. has continued to exert naval pressure against Venezuela, targeting tankers allegedly carrying sanctioned oil and continuing high-profile drug boat interdictions. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, told the Salem Radio Network that China has a historic grievance against the West in opposing the drug war.
The reason that we're trying to work and get the Chinese to back out of fentanyl fuel, especially the precursors, is because the Chinese have seen this war on drugs as a payback for the 1860s opium wars that the Brits and the French used against China to rob it of its territories, such as Hong Kong, and to rob it of its riches.
Both China and Russia came to Venezuela's side this past week during an emergency UN Security Council meeting requested by Venezuela. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.